Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
One 855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. 1-855-400-7282. You're tuned to the Savage Nation. In for Dr. Michael Savage. This is John DePietro taking your calls on this Thursday afternoon. Remember our website. Why not get the new book? The doctor has a new book out. Go to michaelsavage.com, michaelsavage.com, and pre-order the doctor's new book, Stop Obama from Declaring Martial War. The book, Stop the Coming Civil War, My Savage Truth by Michael Savage. A lot of different headlines you'll see on the website, obviously having to do with ISIS. But I want to start off that there's an article I saw, right, pretty prominent, on the Drudge Report. And this has to do also, keep in mind, in the backdrop right now, that it is expected that President Obama is looking for some angle in order to try to grant amnesty to the different illegals that are in the nation right now. But just to show you how far this goes, I saw this story. It's on the Drudge Report from Lynn Mass. The mayor of Lynn Mass says that some of the illegal aliens from Guatemala who are enrolled in her city's public schools are adults with graying hair and, quote, more wrinkles than I have. They are not children, Judith Flanagan Kennedy told reporters. One of the things that we did notice when we were processing some of the students is that they're adults. Now listen to this part. The federal government will not allow school officials to verify their ages, even though one of the students turned out to be 35 years old. Now, when you hear about we need to educate the children, we have to let the children in, should this apply to anyone that then claims they're children? Does that, as someone that pays taxes, does that make sense to you that the federal government will not allow school officials to verify their age? They said the majority now, they feel, are with age, but there are people with graying temples, hair around the temples, people with more wrinkles than the principal has. Should illegals, 35 or even older, do you want them in the classroom? Should they be in the classroom with a 14-year-old girl, with a 15-year-old boy, 16-year-old child in high school? Is this what we mean? Who does this serve, that the school district is directed by the federal government not to verify the age of foreign enrollees? These are not foreign enrollees. These are people that they're not supposed to be there in the first place. Now, we have some, there's a lot of developments on this. We are going to touch on the different Americans. Another American killed overseas fighting for ISIS. But what you need to know on this Thursday before Labor Day, and again, if you'd like to call the program, the phone number is 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Does that seem right to you? We can't ask how old someone is. We have to take their word. There's no way that we can verify that if you have a child in high school, should a 14-year-old girl, 15-year-old girl, she seated next to who? 35-year-old man from another country, we don't know their background, we don't know who they are, and you have no right to question? They have no right to verify and question, according to that. Notice it's the federal government rules. Now, what you need to know on this Thursday before the big weekend is the prospect of another shutdown looms over immigration shutdown. But right now, the president is apparently trying to craft legal rationale for immigration steps. This is the move that's going to happen. Now, maybe you're on vacation, but this is not your imagination. How about this story, Breitbart? Group of illegals in boat, make it up to San Diego, and then ran up the beach. A group of about 20 illegals made it into San Diego's Mission Beach after their boat landed ashore Monday morning, according to NBC7 San Diego. According to the report, witnesses say they saw a group of people dressed in black get out of the boat, run up the beach, and down an alley. One person said, I think I was in shock. See, this is the invasion that we have been talking about. Where is Homeland Security? Now, in this case, maybe it's just illegals, but they're all dressed in black. Who's to say that this is not ISIS? Who's to say that this is not people that are sworn enemies to the United States? Where is your representative? And what about government shutdown? It always has to come to that with this president. That's the only thing he seems to understand. But then he'll try to find a way to turn it on you. Why can't you find out and verify how old are the, quote, children, the foreigners in the schools? Why can't we find out? Think what it takes for your child. You have to show a birth certificate, right? How about the parents that they hold the kid back? They feel little Jimmy's going to be a great soccer player, or Sally's going to be a great field hockey player. So they hold them back. So then they're a year older than your child. Well, can you imagine we're going to have high school teams where, boy, the men on that boys' team, boy, they look a little old. They look a little gray. Right? Well, there's a reason why they look old and gray around the temple. Because they are. They're coming in as children. But what kind of policy is it the federal government will not allow school officials to verify the ages? And this is right in Lynn, Massachusetts. And I guarantee that this is going on and in a community near you. What would stop it? And we talk about the invasion. There it is, San Diego. People are dumbstruck as a boat pulls up. 20 men in black, dressed in black, run up the beach and then run into an alley. Now, they're saying that we're illegals. But, you know, how do we start to tell the difference? Or maybe if there is some kind of attack. What if there's some kind of a terrorist planning attack that ISIS has talked about? And then suddenly, how do you know the difference of, is it a group of illegals or is it members of ISIS that are coming in and trying to plot some kind of harm to the United States? Don't you think people need to speak up? Where's your elected representative? Where are your people in Congress? Where's your senator? Where's your congressperson? Our phone number, 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. And again, the website is michaelsavage.com. This is happening right now in real time. This is happening right now at a time that maybe different people feel that people are checked out for the holiday weekend, that people are getting ready for Labor Day. How can you have now, how many people, I mean, just about now, maybe there's a couple of pockets. Most people, the children have already gone back to school. But how is it possible that in different school districts, people can't even ask? You know, there's some students there. They look like adults. They don't speak English. They're obviously here from a foreign land, but they're going to be in the class. They're going to be around your child. You know, picture your 14, 15-year-old daughter or granddaughter or niece, and she's in class, and there are three, quote, new foreign students in the classroom. And do you think that's a healthy atmosphere for young children to be around, and this is who they have to, maybe they have to do a group project with. Maybe this is who they have to sit with in the cafeteria. Maybe this is who then they have to interact with. Maybe this is who is then taking the bus. How is that in the best interest of your child or your grandchild? What about the rights of those children? And where are the people that are going to step up? Where are the people that are going to step up as the White House is crafting, according to the New York Daily News, a blame it on Congress, legal justification to back up the president's impending executive action on immigration. Facing an onslaught of opposition, the administration plans to argue that Congress failed to provide enough resources to fully enforce U.S. laws. Where are the people speaking up? This is no time to be silent. I recognize it's been a nice summer. We're coming into Labor Day. But we need Washington to get to work. We need people to be vocal. We need people that are going to say this is unacceptable. We need people that represent us that are going to step up and do what's right to protect your family, to protect my family, to protect the American citizens. I think this is outrageous. The young school children are being forced because of the Obama administration, where the school districts can't ask, now wait a minute, how old are you? Are you sure you're a student? Oh, yeah. No, I'm a student. Are you sure you have gray hair? Are you sure you're... Oh, yeah, no, I'm a student. This is who's in the schools. We're going to take your phone calls and talk about it. There's also great sound from Representative Gutierrez. Our phone number is 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. This is John DePietro, and you're tuned to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
With the new threat of ISIS, with the fact that there can be 100, maybe more, and there are hundreds of other people who can travel to the United States from other European countries, right? Shouldn't we just bring these people out of the shadows, have them register with the government? We know who they are. We know where they live. We know that they're behaving themselves so that we can use our enforcement, our Homeland Security enforcement, to prevail against other threats against the homeland.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That is Representative Gutierrez. You're listening to the Savage Nation, sitting in for the one and only Dr. Michael Savage. This is John DePietro taking your phone calls at 1-855-400-SAVAGE. It's back to school time. Most children, if not all, are back in school. And what are we finding out? In certain school districts, some of the administrators are questioning some of the, quote, new foreign students. They're not allowed to ask them, because of the Obama administration, how old they are. But as one principal said, some of them look older than I do. Some of them have gray hair. Some of them look like they could be 35 years or older. Is this right that they should be in the classroom with young high school students? We're going to start on line 7. Emily is listening on WMAL in the nation's capital. Emily, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation.
Oh, hello. You're doing a great job for Mr. Savage, but I'll tell you, you hit a hot button. I just cannot believe on so many levels this is so wrong. So can you imagine going to school with this happening in your classroom? I mean, I don't think I'd want to go to school. And how do you know that these people aren't child molesters or pedophiles? How do you know?
Well, Emily, as you know, I mean, it's bad enough if you have, say, an 18-year-old around a 15-year-old, a 14-year-old, there's so many teen pregnancies where it's an older male involved. And I mean older, I mean maybe 18, 19. Emily, can you imagine a 35-year-old man from Honduras, and he's sitting next to your 15-year-old daughter in school, and he's in a project with her? Emily, what defense would she have?
Oh, and it takes away their child. You know, we have fond memories of going to school and being with our friends and peers and everything. They're not our peers. They're not our friends. They don't belong here. And why don't the taxpayers have a right? They're paying for their kids to go to school. It's our right to know who's going into that school. We're paying for it.
That is exactly right. Emily, thank you for the call. Let's go to line 3. Gary's listening on WJR. Gary, this is John DePietro, and you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Gary.
Hi, John. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Listen, anything that Obama does right now is, in my opinion, falls squarely on Boehner for a lack of any opposition.
Nice and clear, Gary. I know you're nervous. Nice and clear for the whole nation to hear you. Go right ahead.
Like I said, this is on Boehner. I mean, you don't hear word one from these Republicans in Congress. Nothing. You know what? They need to have a backbone, and they need to talk. You know, and another thing that, you know, the president and the progressives, they have a long-term goals. And you know what? He figures if he loses some seats, in the end, they're going to get more people.
That is exactly right. Gary, thank you for the call. Let's go out to Colleen on line six, who's listening on WBAP. Colleen, you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Colleen.
Hello. Yes, I'm a 53-year-old grandmother. I've been pulled over by our local police. They asked me why my date of birth to verify what they have in their hand from my credentials, and they asked my Social Security number.
Yep.
Why? And they've already broken the law when they cross the border. So most criminals have their blood drawn. They do a background immediately.
Right.
So what is the issue? I just can't imagine why we are not voting every single one that's in office out.
Colleen, thank you for the call. It has to happen. Because now it's about, well, it's always been about, but it's really about protecting the children. Now, I know that there are many women that listen to the Savage Nation. Now, I want to hear, especially from the women, to speak up and let them know, how would you feel about being in a classroom? You're 14, think back, you were 14, 15 years old, and older guys hitting on you. And now this would be older men. And again, this is new policy that the Obama administration, where school officials cannot ask how old some of these, quote, foreign students are, but this principal, superintendent, is saying, you know, some of them look older than I do. And there they are in the classroom with these 14- and 15-year-olds. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, this is John DePietro on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This thing potentially affects tens or hundreds of millions of women in the world would now have immigration rights to come and apply for asylum because they have difficult family circumstances and they live in a society that doesn't take domestic violence as seriously as we do.
That is Representative Gutierrez. Welcome. You're listening to the Savage Nation. If you'd like to be part of the program, 1-855-400-SAVAGE is the phone number. 1-855-400-7282. When you're online, check out michaelsavage.com. You're going to love the doctor's new book. In fact, you can pre-order it today. You know, that'd be a great project and thing to do, especially as we're coming into the Labor Day weekend, is pre-order Dr. Michael Savage's book, Stop the Coming Civil War, My Savage Truth by Michael Savage. Pre-order it today from the website of Barnes & Noble. Stop Obama from declaring martial law. The doctor is off today. This is John DePietro sitting in, taking your phone calls on the Savage Nation. And this is back to school time, wherever you may be listening to the program. And the story from CNS News, found this on the Drudge Report. I'm one of those people. I don't know about you. The Drudge Report is the first thing I really check every day. They're so tremendous. But this really could be any public school where you have the mayor of Lynn, Massachusetts, saying that some of the illegals from Guatemala enrolled in her city's public schools are adults with graying hair and more wrinkles than I have. But she also added that the federal government, your president, President Obama, the Obama administration, will not allow school officials to verify their age. What do we always hear? Oh, it's about the children. We got to educate the children. Would you want your child to be in a classroom with men from foreign countries who claim to be 17 years old? I mean, think of the scandal with the Little League World Series. And once in a while, you'll get someone that can throw a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. You know, how old is he? Oh, no, he's 13. Are you sure he's 13? Oh, he turns out, you know, he's 15 years old. Well, think of this. How would you like your child in the classroom? you know, mom, dad, one of the students beat me up at lunch today. How come? Well, because I was picking on his son. Well, wait a minute. If he's in the classroom, how are you picking on him? I don't know. He claims that they won't ask him how old he is. I mean, that seems totally wrong to me. 1-855-400-7282. Let's go to line 9. Ian is listening on WABC. Ian, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Ian.
Yeah, I believe it's up to we the people to toe the line, sort of like Jim Gilchrist and Chris Simcox did originally to show us the problem at the border. And as far as I wouldn't want a 19-year-old American boy in a class with my 15-year-old girl, let alone somebody from another country that I know nothing about. And Obama and Gutierrez and all these people that want to let him in here, the second somebody's raped or murdered from these 5 million he wants to let here, they should be thrown in jail and held accountable, because they're vouching for these people and letting them in here. And without a border, you're just a destination. There's no national sovereignty. We lose everything.
Thank you for the call, Ian. You know, if you're a teacher, if you're listening right now to the Savage Nation, wherever you may be, and you're a teacher, I'd like you to call us. First time call, that's fine, at 1-855-400-7282. And talk about the influence that older students sometimes have on the classroom, and in a negative way. Or maybe, especially if you're a female and you're listening, how would you feel, or how did you feel when older guys would maybe hit on you? Or if you're a mother, how would you feel that, you know, you don't even want a 19-year-old, even as the caller said, hitting on a 15-year-old girl. How about a 35-year-old man from a foreign country ogling your daughter, making advances towards your child? You know, I've spoken with a number of different teachers just in the past, and they talk about sometimes when they get some of these kids that have stayed back or they're still older in the classroom, you know, they know they're far more advanced than a lot of the kids. You know, you get someone who's 14 and they're in a classroom with 12-year-olds and they teach them about, you know, sex and drugs and things like that. Can you imagine a 15-year-old girl is sitting next to a 35-year-old man, and the Obama administration says, you can't ask how old they are? Nope, you don't have the right. You have to take them at their word. Why are we taking them at their word? Can you answer me that? 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go to line 3. Kerry is listening in Pittsburgh. Kerry, you're up next. This is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Kerry.
Hey, John. You know, it's bad enough that we have these creepy teachers that they prey on our kids. Every week you see men and women, men on the young men, and it's just terrible. And then you're going to have a foreigner. But my answer today.
Well, thank you for the call, Kerry. You know, that would be nice. Well, first of all, I mean, that is the last thing the schools want. I mean, it's tough enough to try to keep the kids focused. There's so many different distractions. You know, it's amazing. Talk about this story. Twitter is just lighting up on this story, and this could be anywhere. This is where people are not even aware that this is going on. I mean, this is so unfair to parents. Let's go to line 5. Angel is listening on KSFO. Angel, you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Angel.
Hello. Yes, I just wanted to say that I don't think that our schools are any place to detain or entertain illegals. It's a safety issue. And, you know, they should send the students home. Keep them safe.
Well, I agree with you, Angel. And at the same time, Angel, think back to Angel. Tell us when you were in high school, how would you have felt, let's just say, if there was a 19-year-old boy in the class that was, you know, hitting on you and trying to date you and contact you? You tell me, Angel, when you were 15, I mean, you know, you're awkward and you're uncomfortable and you're not that worldly. Wouldn't that make you uncomfortable?
So uncomfortable.
And now, Angel, now make it a 35-year-old man from Honduras who's got tattoos, who's a gang member, and he's saying obscene things to you in a foreign language. Would that in some way distract you from learning?
Oh, I'd be frightened. It'd be terrifying.
Yeah. And Angel, does it make sense to you that the Obama administration says that you have no right to ask them how old they are?
Like I said, I would send the students home if I was the principal, because I wouldn't stand for it.
Angel, thank you for the call. Remember, folks, you can see stories like the one I mentioned and other stories, especially the latest on ISIS. Make sure you check out michaelsavage.com. So many different links, so many different stories, so many books to be read. Let's go to line 7. Russ is listening on WABC. Russ, this is John DePietro in for Dr. Savage. Russ, you're on the Savage Nation, Russ.
Hi. Well, when we were in Afghanistan, the staple crop of Afghanistan was the poppy crop, and we decided not to destroy it because of that fact. Most of those drugs came here, and now that we are no longer there, the reason why our borders are open is for the transportation of drugs. This country has been taken over by the drug cartels. They don't care about the American people, the Constitution, or the Mexicans, or anyone else. Who gets? They don't care who gets murdered or raped. They don't care. It's just
but don't you care, Russ?
Follow the money.
Russ, don't you care, Russ?
It's all about the drug transportation. They're making billions of dollars in this country on drugs, and that's what's going on.
All right. Thank you for the call, Russ. I wish it was just about that. I think it's a lot more than that, and I don't know why we have to take the burden of it. See, these are all the different effects. Folks, you also see the hypocrisy of the it's all about the children, border children. You mean a 35-year-old guy, 40-year-old guy with gray hair pretending he's 17, and the districts don't have the right to ask them how old you are? John on line 1 is listening on WMAL. John's on the Savage Nation. Hello, John.
Hello, John. Thank you for taking my call. I
want to get
to the point. My point is that these school districts have the right to ask the age of any students that are gone there, especially the illegals, because they have more responsibility to the parents of that school district and to the county than they do the federal government.
What about American children, John? Who's looking out for them? Why is the Obama administration saying school officials can't ask these illegals how old they are?
Because it fits their political rhetoric. I mean, that's the bottom line. It's all about politics.
Well, not only that, thank you for the call, John. You know, this is a danger, and no one seems to be willing to step up and take full responsibility for the danger that they're putting the children in. I mentioned the story in San Diego. How would you like to be walking along the beach? Suddenly a boat, this Breitbart has this story, group of illegals in a boat crash onto the beach in San Diego and then run up the beach all in black. Now, how do you know that those aren't terrorists? How do you know? What is their intent? Why is it that no one goes after them? Why is it that suddenly, you know, this type of activity is going on? What if there's anyone listening and you don't think that we are under a full-scale invasion, you are living in dreamland. 1-855-400-7282. Can you imagine the school district was directed by the federal government not to verify the age of the, quote, foreign enrollees? How is that possible? Hey, wait a minute, you know? Your son or daughter comes home, oh, we got beat by another high school soccer team. Although many of the players looked a little old, they were playing on the Guatemalan national team, or they were in the World Cup playing for Honduras. What do you mean you can't ask them how old they are? Let's go to Mary on line 8, listening on KBET in Las Vegas. Mary, you're up next. This is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Mary.
Hello. When I was 15 years old in high school, there was a guy in our class, our psychology class, that we all got to know, and we shared things with him. We were all a group of friends. And about 6 months into the year, we found out he was actually an undercover narcotics officer who was much older than he was playing. And all of us girls in the group that had gotten to know him felt horribly violated because he was so much older, and he flirted and he acted just like the other guys. And to think of somebody from another country who's even older than that, or even older than their 20s, being in the same class as my teenage daughters makes me sick.
Mary, and how would you feel, you know, think of after school activities, think of then, you know, that your child is coming out of a class late or maybe wants to see. Mary, is it fair to put American children now, Mary, in the same classroom And the Obama administration is saying to the school officials, you have no right to ask how old these foreigners are. Why is that fair, Mary? Who are they looking out for?
Yeah, it's absolutely not fair. It's absurd. It should be criminal.
And Mary, not only that, but if you follow, a lot of times, and there's someone listening that'll tell you, Mary, but in the Dominican, I know in the Dominican, they think it's okay that they go after and have relations with 15-year-old girls, 14-year-old girls, right? Isn't that correct?
That's true. It's sickening.
Yes. And now instead, so, I mean, again, I thank you for the call, Mary. If you're a teacher, especially if you're a teacher, talk about, you don't want older kids in the classroom. I remember years ago a teacher saying that somehow they had a 19-year-old boy in the class, and that was even just amongst 16-year-olds, and he was hitting on all the girls, intimidating the boys, teaching them about sex and drugs, and just there was no positive influence at all. Now, this is even magnified. These are men from foreign lands. And what has the Obama administration done to school officials? You have no right to ask him how old he is. You have no right to question how old, as school districts are saying, wait a minute. I thought they're foreign children. That man has gray hair, and he's got tattoos all over him, and he's following my daughter home from school. She's only 15. Well, you know, he's a student. Well, what do you mean he's a child and he's a student? And that does not belong there at all. We'll take more of your phone calls. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, this is John DePietro, and you're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO-I-N.
You're tuned to the Savage Nation. Our phone number is 1-855-400-7282. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, it's my privilege. This is John DePietro taking your phone calls. And it turns out, now I'm getting messages on both Facebook and Twitter, that this is apparently a problem that's going on around the country, where school districts, because of the Obama administration, the federal government will not allow school officials to verify the ages of these, quote, foreign enrollees. So what is the consequence? You have 35-year-old or even older, somewhere in between there, 35-year-old men in classrooms, 14-year-old girls, 15-year-old girls, and the federal government won't allow the school district to ask exactly how old are you? If you're really a student, why do you have gray hair? Folks, this is totally wrong. You shouldn't put children in this type of situation. Let's go to line 9. Debbie is listening on WABC in New York. Debbie's on the Savage Nation. Hello, Debbie.
You know what? I'm not a student or anything like that, but I don't think we should expose our kids to this, because if you just go out in the community and in the local pubs and stuff like that, these Guatemalan, South American men, they routinely cannot, they can barely speak English, but they know how, they ask for sex. I've had it happen to me repeatedly, and the local bar owners around the area have banned these immigrants from getting into the bars. I mean, from coming into the bars. They've been thrown out.
Has this happened to you?
Yes.
Just give us an example. So you're standing there, are you sitting at the bar having a drink, Debbie, and now what do you usually drink? Are you a wine drinker or are you like booze?
I don't know. It's right. It could be a
just trying to set the scene. All right, so you're there, and they come up, and in broken English, how do you know they're asking for sex?
Because they say the word sex.
They do. Now, here's the thing, Debbie. If they're going to do this to, you sound like a mature woman to me, a grown-up mature woman. Debbie, if they're doing this to you, how about they're doing this to a 15-year-old girl in a classroom or outside the classroom? How is that possible, Debbie?
I beg your pardon?
My point is, it shouldn't be allowed, period. How is it possible that they're able to carry on this way and do this with children? 1-855-400-7282. The website is michaelsavage.com. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, this is John DePietro, and this is The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Here's what I say. You know what? We should have done it when we were in the majority. But you know what? Democrats were too afraid that we were going to lose too many seats in 2006. And in 2008, we'd lose too many seats if we did immigration reform. So we didn't fulfill our commitment. We weren't true to who we were and our values because we thought we were going to lose the House of Representatives.
That is Representative Gutierrez. You're tuned to the Savage Nation. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, this is John DePietro. I invite you to call into the program at 1-855-400-SAVAGE is our phone number. 1-855-400-7282. The website is michaelsavage.com. You log on to the website and you're in for a treat because you can pre-order Dr. Savage's new book, Stop the Coming War, Stop the Coming Civil War, My Savage Truth, by Michael Savage, whether it be on the website or also barnesandnoble.com. You'll see the different links to various stories that are happening right now, whether it be the situation where the video showing ISIS committing mass slaughter is brutal. How about a Minnesota man killed fighting with ISIS? Folks, there's something wrong. What, who are these Americans that are joining? I mean, as much as you could, you know, everyone is completely dismayed at the actions of this president, or inaction many times, but to join with a terrorist organization and give up your life, I mean, there's just basically something inherently wrong. I recognize we're about to head into the long Labor Day weekend, but you can't ignore what's happening in the country. Prospect to ABC News of another shutdown looms over the immigration shutdown. Crippling the government shutdown looms over President Obama. His talk of executive action on immigration next month, Republicans' threat by blocking certain funding measures. And it has to come to that, and this president has no one to blame but himself. And what's the story with the New York Daily News? Obama crafts legal rationale for immigration steps. There is no justification for the actions that we're hearing that the president may take as far as allowing amnesty for 5 million. And shame on labor leaders. The head of the AFL-CIO urges Obama to go big on immigration. What is that supposed to mean? You shouldn't go big on immigration? Disgraceful. But it is touching all areas of the country. I mentioned the story. Saw this on Drudge Report, CNSNews.com. And it takes place. The mayor of Lynn, Massachusetts opened up some eyes talking about the Obama administration will not allow school officials to verify ages of the so-called foreign enrollees, which means illegals that have crashed into the school system. So what does that mean? They had a 35-year-old male in a classroom with children claiming to be between the ages of 14 and 17. You have a 15-year-old daughter. Do you want her in a classroom sitting next to, what, a 30-year-old man from Honduras? No one knows who he is, making eyes at your child, your grandchild? And the federal government, the school systems are outraged across the country. Some of the email I'm getting, people going on my Facebook page, Twitter, saying apparently this is going on all over. But the Department of Justice said they're not to question or verify their ages. That is coming directly from the federal government. Why is it not to verify their ages? That is putting children in danger. And I want to hear, I know there's many female callers within the Savage Nation. How could you focus? You're a young woman. Could you focus in school? You have this man, this foreign enrollee breathing down your neck that you can tell this doesn't look like a high school boy. This looks much, much older. Or if you're a teacher, listen, older students, and they're primarily male, they're a huge distraction in the class. I mean, it's bad enough, all these stories of teachers having sex with the students and students going after the teachers and blah, blah, blah. But this is another level. Our phone number is 1-855-400-7282. If you want to be silent, that's fine. That's exactly what the Obama administration wants you to do, is be silent. Now, this is a time to be vocal. This is, what about your children? All we keep hearing about is the border children. What about your children? What about the American children? Let's go to line five. Taylor is listening on WMAL in our nation's capital. Taylor, this is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Taylor.
Yes, hello, John. Thank you for taking my call.
Very welcome.
As Dr. Savage opens up with his show, we hear the words borders, language, and culture.
That's right.
And if that doesn't summarize what's going on now, I don't know what does. It's bad enough we're dealing with, you know, this mutually assured economic destruction that we're all suffering with under this administration, but now we're seeing the cultural war against America, and I wouldn't want my son or my daughter sitting next to some immigrant, illegal or otherwise, terrorist in a classroom that's old enough to be their father or grandfather. It's a disgrace, and I think the Ferguson issue also called attention to the fact that this government wants to nationalize local police jurisdictions. They're trying to nationalize school jurisdictions, and the American people have got to step up and say enough is enough and just say no to all this nonsense.
Taylor, why should a 16-year-old girl be forced to sit next to a 30-year-old gang member from Honduras and the Obama administration says you have no right to ask him his age? Taylor, he doesn't even belong in the classroom, Taylor.
Exactly. And what gives this president the right to order our school districts not to question this? This is our country. This is our America, not his America. It's we the people.
Thank you for the call, Taylor. Let's go to line one. Carol is in Wichita listening on KQAM. Carol, you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Carol.
Hi.
Hi there, Carol.
I have something to say about that. I would not want my 16-year-old granddaughter sitting next to an older man in high school. That's just unbelievable.
No matter what country he's from, right, Carol?
Right.
Carol, how would you like to be? Carol is now a 15-year-old, 16-year-old girl. Carol, you're back. Did you go to high school in Wichita?
Yes, I did.
All right, you're in your high school class. What high school did you go to, Carol?
East.
All right, you went to East. And there's a man who's 35 from Nicaragua, and he's trying to communicate to you that he wants to have sex with you during lunchtime. What would be your reaction, Carol?
I'd be flabbergasted, and I'd be wanting to get out of that school as soon as possible.
Why should you have to put up with it, Carol? Why should you be forced to try to teach them English?
No, we shouldn't.
Why is the president, Carol, saying you have no right to question these gang members from Central America? You have no right to question how old they are. If they say they're 16, that should be good enough for you. Carol, what's the expression, trust but verify? Why should we take them at their word?
We can't. They lie.
What is his agenda, Carol?
His agenda is to bring America to its knees.
Well, thank you for the call, Carol. He's doing a pretty good job. Let's go out to line two. Bernard is listening on WMAL. In for Dr. Savage, this is John DePietro. And Bernard, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Bernard.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome. Go right ahead, Bernard.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, first of all, I have to tell you, I take a contrarian view. I'm very much involved in the Ethical Americans. Well, the acronym, the organization is Americans for the Ethical Children or Ethical Treatment of Children of Central America. So what we do is we attempt to resource and find help and assistance these vulnerable children that are in need of our help and have come in here by, but really the numbers are quite high. It's 600,000, well, 60,000 at this point, but we expect it to rise to a level of around 200 to 250,000.
Well, that's encouraging. Bernard, I think we need to define the word children. For instance, when I think of a child, correct me if I'm wrong, I generally think of someone, oh, I don't know, under the age of 18 years old. Bernard, how dare you represent and try to justify the sexual actions of 35-year-old illegals that have crashed into this country?
Well, that's been a problem. We've had some people that have, we've had about six instances. One of the things we're trying to do is to limit no more than 10 of these children. There's a couple of issues. You're worrying about the age. The other problem we have with these kids, these are not Mary Poppins children. These are kids that have had experiences that you probably can't imagine. So,
oh, yeah, and I'll go even a step farther, Bernard. I don't want to have to imagine them. But the question is, why are you, you know, why would you defend, and this whole argument from the Obama administration, we have no right to question how old they are. I don't know about you, Bernard. I don't know if you're a parent. I don't want my daughter sitting next to some illegal man from another country with gray hair who's pretending that he's a high school student.
We've had that. We've had several people who I've met who I can look at them and I can tell that they're clearly much over the age of 18.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And what is your resolution for this? Now, you said you're trying. The word is actually failing. But what is it you're attempting to do?
We're trying to provide an opportunity to educate these people, children mostly, but some adults, give them an opportunity for American education. We're trying to get them into the better schools. We're trying to get them into, not in the failing schools or the troubled schools, because the problem is the violence that these kids represent. The troubled schools already have challenge with their,
sure,
they're fairly challenged and their resources are so limited. So what we try to do is we try to look in the counties and communities, rural areas.
Right.
We try to get them into more upscale communities.
And, Bernard, I like your idea that this way, if the illegal men get these young teenage American girls pregnant, well, then they have to stay because now they have a child in America.
That is true. That is true.
Bernard, thank you for the call, and no thanks for the work that you're doing to try to defend them. Whoever you're listening to the Savage Nation, it is back to school time. It is a time that, think of our most vulnerable. Our children. All we kept hearing all summer long was the border children. What about your child? Why should the Obama administration hide the ages of these illegal adults pretending they're children? You had one mayor of a town saying, many of these students look older than I do, with gray hair going into the high school classroom, going into the high school locker room, going into the high school gym and cafeteria and rest bathroom. And no one can ask how old they are? I think it's wrong. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Our website is michaelsavage.com. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. My name is John DePietro, and this is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
It's a gross distortion of what immigration judges are supposed to do, and is potentially going to encourage a lot more people to come in illegally and then apply for this.
You're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. Love you to be part of our program today, and you can be by just dialing 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. During the break, I was just watching some of the television. President Obama was just speaking, and he apparently decided to wear a summer tan suit for the press conference, which a lot of people are joking about. I see some people on Twitter. Obama hopes to frighten Putin into submission with this suit choice. But also, here's the exact quote. I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet. Another tweet. Obama says, as authority commander-in-chief, do what he's doing. We'll consult Congress, but doesn't have a strategy. which part of this seems to be a continuing theme of a president with a crisis in the world, continue to consult with Congress on Syria, but does not have a strategy. Now back to the problem that we're learning now with this new school year, and that is illegals in the classroom, and many of them now being told, many schools told they can't ask the age because from the Obama administration. Let's go to line three, Patrick is listening on WBAP in Dallas. Patrick, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, I just want to say that I don't really blame the government. We know what to expect from them. I don't blame the schools. I blame the people. If I don't have a teenage daughter in high school yet, but I do have a daughter, and if she was in high school and I knew a 35-year-old man was sitting next to her, I'm going to stand out front of her. I'm going to show up earlier than anybody. I'll stand in front of the school, and I'm not going to let him in the school. I mean, they can make a news story out of me, whatever they want. As a matter of fact, I would promote that. More Americans need to take the stance. That's a problem with this nowadays. We allow these things, and all we do is talk about it. Somebody stand out front of the school. Keep them from going in. If this is an issue, just don't let them.
Patrick, why can't the schools find out how old they are? Why does the Obama administration say you can't ask these foreigners, these illegals, how old they are? There's grown men in the classroom, Patrick.
Yeah, well, you know as well as I do. I'm going to tell you, I'll give you a little bit of an example. This is not anything I'm proud of, but growing up as a child, my dad, this was in the 80s, he raised pit bulldogs. Now, he didn't fight them, but some people did. If you wanted to get two pit bulldogs to fight, they didn't just naturally have it in them. You had to bump their heads against each other. And that's what's happening in our country. He is bumping us together. He is trying to make us fight. He's trying to divide us. That's the whole, that's exactly what this is. No parent, whether it be your own child or other people's child, could ever look at this and see any morality whatsoever in it. So with that said, you have to look at an alternate agenda. Either he is the biggest unattached idiot to society that has ever graced or ever been in the Oval Office, or he has an alternative plan, which is to divide us, and which is to make us, you know, divide us by color, divide us by class, whatever he can do to make us hate one another. That's the only thing I can see, because I, you know, I'm not going to hate anybody, but at the same time, I'm not going to allow these kinds of things to happen. If something like this happens in my neighborhood, at my child's school, you will see me on the news.
Thank you for the call, Patrick. Remember, you can go and order Stop the Coming Civil War, My Savage Truth. Pre-order it today from Barnes & Noble. Our phone number, 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Or go online at michaelsavage.com. It's the Savage Nation. John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. And more of your phone calls, they're coming up.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Thing potentially affects tens or hundreds of millions of women in the world would now have immigration rights to come and apply for asylum because they have difficult family circumstances and they live in a society that doesn't take domestic violence as seriously as we do.
That is the sound of Stephen Camerata. You're tuned to the Savage Nation. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, this is John DePietro taking your phone calls at 1-855-400-SAVAGE. It's 1-855-400-7282. The website is michaelsavage.com. And remember, you can go on the website and pre-order Dr. Savage's upcoming book, Stop the Coming Civil War, My Savage Truth. Pre-order today from Barnes & Noble. I was looking at the New York Daily News. Obama crafts legislation rationale for immigration steps. Now, this is all in light of the fact that the president is trying to find a way to give amnesty to 5 million illegals. As the New York Daily News writes, a self-imposed end-of-summer deadline to act on immigration is rapidly approaching. While Obama has yet to receive the formal recommendations he requested from Homeland Security, administration officials say the president is intimately familiar with the universe of options, won't spend much time deliberating once Johnson delivers his recommendations. Now, as we speak in real time, the president just spoke out on the situation in the Ukraine. And doesn't this sound familiar? The president said, we're still developing a strategy with Syria. What is it going to take? He's consistent, that there's no strategy. At what point did he realize that something needs to be done with the ISIS threat? And as much as the president said that much of his work is being done, instead he wears a tan suit. And so a lot of people are mocking the tan suit, and that's getting a lot of attention. So some people saying that looks like Century 21 or the old ABC sports jacket. But the president is still trying to develop a strategy. Let's go to your phone call. Something else that has popped up is the whole situation where across the nation, with students going back to school, and apparently now we're finding that in different school districts that there are, quote, foreign new enrollees that are in the school. And many people are saying, no, wait a minute. This new student seems much older than just 16 years old, but they're unable to ask how old they are, causing many problems in the classroom, as you can imagine. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Sam is on line 5, listening on WBOB in Jacksonville. Sam, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Sam.
Yes. What are they going to do with when one of these so-called children walk into school with a bomb strapped around them? Well, what's Obama's reaction going to be then for letting the children in?
Well, thank you for the call, Sam. I mean, obviously, you know, the ongoing terrorist threat is something that the nation has to deal with. But does that seem right to you? School districts aren't allowed to ask. Doesn't it what their age is? Doesn't it seem they're making up the rules? How many people? You know, listening, right now as we're speaking, there's some child somewhere that's not going to make their football team or soccer team. And who are they going to get beat out by? A child that was kept back, who probably should have been in the grade, ahead, but the parents kept he or she back. And as a result of that, they're not going to make their team of choice. Now, fast forward, now, you know, you have a mayor saying, I'm looking at some of these, quote, students, some of these, quote, children. They have gray hair. One man was apparently 35 years old in a classroom with 15, 16-year-old kids? Does that seem right to you? Gang, what? Who's to stop? Gang members from Honduras, Nicaragua, Guatemala in the classroom with the young girls? If you're a woman listening, would you want these men oogling you as you're trying to focus? Would you want your daughter or granddaughter to have to go through this? Dial us up, 1-855-400-7282. I want to go to, right now, Richard is listening on KSFO on line 7. Richard, this is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Savage. You're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Richard.
Thank you, John. Great topic.
Thank you, Richard.
I'm a retired teacher, and we have laws in the book here in California, laws on the book that have grade age appropriateness for students at each grade level. That's why the retention of a student in any grade level should not be more than 1 year. That makes a big difference.
Yeah, I can imagine it does.
Also, the thing is that administrators don't hold up the laws. We have laws on the book also about using the F word in the classroom. The students could be charged $600 or the family $650 per incident if it's used in the classroom. They don't do any of that kind of stuff.
Now, Richard, you're a retired teacher. Is that correct, Richard?
Yes.
All right. You're a retired teacher. One teacher, I've heard different teachers say that one of the most challenging things as the kids get older, especially into middle school and then into high school, is really to just try to continue to keep control over the students because they get so distracted. Did you find that? What grade did you teach?
I taught secondary.
You taught secondary. So what ages were most of the students?
Between 14 and 18.
14 and 18. Now, how would you have felt if you had 14, 15-year-old girls and you had older men in the classroom hitting on them for sex, openly oogling them, making suggestive remarks and suggestions? Wouldn't that take away from your focus in the classroom?
Well, you see, I used the initiative of my right to teach in the classroom. And what I did is I told any administrator that if they're going to have that kind of a student in my classroom, they are held accountable for the behavior of that student in my classroom, and I would hold them accountable in a court of law if anything happened. They took the student right out of my class.
Well, Richard, thank you for the call. Not all teachers are going to be that proactive. Let me go to line 3. Kim is listening on WABC in New York. Now, sitting in for Dr. Savage, this is John DePietro. Kim, you're on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hi, how
are you?
Very well. Go right ahead, Kim.
I'm actually an English as a second language teacher, so I teach the foreign language students how to speak English. And we've come across a lot of instances where age has become a problem because in a lot of the countries, especially Central America, they stop educating kids at about sixth grade. So when the kids come over and they say that they're, you know, they completed sixth grade, the schools were automatically putting them into seventh grade. Well, then we're looking at ages and we're saying, wait a minute, this kid's 15 going on 16 years old and doesn't belong in a school, in a seventh and eighth grade school with kids that are 12, 13, maybe 14 years old. And so 2 years ago, we did have a young boy from Honduras, and he was going on 16 and in our school, and ended up, the end of the school year, we had a young girl who ended up pregnant in eighth grade.
Wow. And what is your experience in dealing with? I mean, Kim, when you have older students, come on, they're more advanced, they're more aggressive. And I think it'd be fair, you know, a young woman, would, you know, it's one thing a 15-year-old girl's trying to handle the flirtations or attention of a 15-year-old boy. But, Kim, would you say, I think it's a completely different dynamic when you're talking about grown men.
And you're, yes, and you're also talking, they are from a completely different culture. And if you figure if you finished school in sixth grade and now you're going on 16 years old, you haven't been in school for how many years now? So what have you been doing? You know, what is your life experience to this point? It's completely different from what the kids are that are in our school system here.
That is exactly right. Kim, thank you for the call. Let's go to line 8. Don is listening on WMAL in Washington. Don, you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Don.
Hello, how are you? Thank you for taking the call.
Welcome.
We have a delicate federal house of cards that's been built with this arrangement. And I think the way to bring it down is to answer one question. Why are local school systems and local schools acquiescing to the authority of an agency that has no authority over them? The Department of Justice, American Department of Justice, is not the Gestapo. They can't intrude themselves on every aspect of our lives like the old Gestapo could. Therefore, all it's going to take is one principal to stand up and say, gentlemen, please remove these adults from my campus and yourselves. And if they don't, simply call the local police, for example, in Lynn, Massachusetts. There is no law that compels them to follow these instructions, none whatsoever. And if the local police in Lynn, Massachusetts get a call from the principal that says, we have adult intruders on our campus, they will swoop down with a vengeance on them. And these people will have to back off, and that'll bring an end to this nationwide.
But, Don, here's the thing, and thank you for the call. I mean, they follow the federal guidelines that are set up. And anyone listening knows that basically educators have taken the same path of those of doctors, nurses, and the health profession, and that is they don't turn anyone away. I mean, isn't that's one of the problems? If there's a doctor in an emergency room and someone comes in and they need treatment, they say, well, I took an oath, and they don't ask questions, and they just treat that person regardless of whether or not they have insurance or where they're from. Well, we're finding educators say the same thing, that if a child shows up, even though they have gray hair and look like a man, if they show up and they claim they're a student, we have no right to ask them how old they are, and so they allow them into the classroom. But I don't think it's right. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. You're tuned to the Savage Nation. Let's go to line 6. Ginger is listening on WABC in New York. Ginger, this is John DePietro, and you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Ginger.
Hello. Listen, I register kids in a New York City public middle school, the largest school system in the world. Number one, the Constitution of the United States gives the right to states and local governments to run their schools. I don't care what Mr. Obama has to say. He still has to abide by the Constitution. The gentleman before me is absolutely correct. I at one time had a young lady register who I discovered when I looked at her birth certificate, which I am supposed to do. She was 20. I directed her to the Office of Adult Continuing Education in New York City. There is free education for adults. There is GED. There is English as a second language. You cannot register in a public school in New York City if you're past the age of 18.
But here's the point. You're missing. They were told through the Department of Justice not to question or verify the age. Now, here's the part that you're missing, Ginger. These school officials, they're not going to question and go against the Department of Justice.
Their problem. We do. No Department of Justice person has come to me and said, this is part of the requirements of registering a child in the city of New York. You must show proof of age. Children that come from cultures where their education is severely interrupted still get placed age appropriate. They don't get put in kindergarten at 12 years old.
But Ginger, thank you for the call. But Ginger, the school district was directed by the federal government not to verify the age of the foreign enrollees. Now, I know it sounds good for people to say, but how many people in a school district are truly going to go against and take on the federal government? I mean, it's not going to happen, folks. You have to be reasonable. Alvin is on line 4, and he's listening in Michigan on WJR. Alvin, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Alvin.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
I went to school. I'm 70 years old. I haven't been to school for a long time. But the thing of it is, though, the age thing for the people, the bigger people, that's not good. That's wrong. But
it's wrong.
When I went to school, if they had one foreign student, and it was hard for the teacher to keep up with the curriculum of the regular students and that student. They couldn't teach them. And these were educated kids.
Because of the different language, right, Alvin? Yes. Thank you for the call, Alvin. Because of the different language. Our phone number is 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, this is John DePietro. More of your phone calls coming up, and you're listening to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
You're listening to the Savage Nation. If you'd like to call the program, 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, this is John DePietro. Our website is michaelsavage.com. I was just looking on Twitter. Now, in real time, President Obama just said there is no strategy right now. We don't have a strategy yet in dealing with ISIS. And that has rocketed into the Twitter universe. And what did he say it in? A tan suit. A tan suit. Basically looks like a Century 21 or maybe the old ABC, this Why World of Sports with Jim McKay, that type of suit. And that is now on Twitter, Obama's tan suit. I am following it. Love you to follow me on Twitter and shoot out a tweet to me on the Savage Nation. It's John DePietro Show on Twitter. Let's go out to your phone calls. Let's start on line 3. Bonnie is listening on WABC in New York. Bonnie, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Bonnie.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm out here in Nassau County. We pay pretty high taxes here. And I'm just really furious learning from the show. The gentleman called up that wants the 10 students to go to the upper echelon classrooms because he doesn't want them to be subjected to the violence within our inner city schools, so that's the game plan. Well, that's real nice about all these people that pay taxes within the inner city or surrounding areas, and they're not afforded that right to go. I mean, we fight hard to get them to have the charter classrooms, and that's thrown out the window. And if you don't mind me just saying this, I wish us Americans I'm fuming about everything that this administration has been pulling off unchecked with the complicit media. But what really pissed me off was we don't do much about it. We talk a lot, not you, but, you know, a lot of my fellow people I know. And I wonder if all of those, I'm 67, but if all of these younger parents were to take their children out of those classrooms once they find this out,
yep,
keep them out.
Because right,
they miss out on the bucks if their child isn't sitting in a seat. You know what I mean? And maybe that's the way we could at least show, what's the word? You know,
solidarity. Well, Bonnie, the thing is, though, who would they put in that seat? I have a feeling it may be one of these foreign enrollees. Our phone number, 1-855-400-7282. Website, michaelsavage.com. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, this is John DePietro, and this is The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Not only is it an abuse of power, I think it's almost leads us to a constitutional crisis of sorts. It's one thing after another. You know, he says he has no choice but to act. He says he has a pen and a phone and he's going to act. That doesn't sound like our republic. You know, we have checks and balances.
You are tuned to the Michael Savage program, to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You can call the program, 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. That is the voice of Rand Paul. You know, it's amazing. We have a president who just cannot get out of his own way. First, you had a president who went out and condemned the horrific decapitation, beheading of an American. And then what did he do 30 minutes later out on the golf course? Well, the president has done it again. The president steps forward and talks about the problem with ISIS, the problem in Syria, has requested military options for confronting the Islamic State. But what does he walk out wearing and talking about it when he said, we don't have a strategy yet? He's in a tan suit. And that is what has taken over on Twitter. The president walks out and decides in that moment to try to make a fashion statement where it's even being written about, as a matter of fact. The Hill wrote, Obama's tan suit shocks social media. Journalists were shocked by President Obama's decision to wear a tan suit as he delivered a statement from the White House on the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria and Russia's intervention in Ukraine. Reaction to his tan suit was mixed on Twitter, as some joked it wasn't an appropriate color to wear for the occasion. It was not the first time he's wore a tan suit. Obama wore the color back in April for Easter services. This is a president who comes out and announces, we don't have a policy yet regarding ISIS. How is that possible? We have illegals crash landing in San Diego. Did you hear about that story? A group of illegals in a boat make it to San Diego, all dressed in black, and then run up to the beach. We have school officials complaining that they have, quote, foreign enrollees, a.k.a. illegals, crashing into their schools. One mayor in Lynn, Mass. Said, you know, some of these, quote, children have gray hair and more wrinkles than I do. One we found, they're not children at all. In fact, one of them turned out to be 35 years old, but school officials, because of the Obama administration, the federal government will not allow them to verify their ages. How is that possible? Why should a 15-year-old girl, your daughter, your granddaughter, why do they have to be in a classroom with what? A 35-year-old man from Honduras? A 35-year-old man, 30-year-old man from Guatemala, El Salvador, oogling her, trying to communicate in English that he wants to have sex with her? Total distraction in the classroom. And this is all the backdrop. Keep in mind what's looming out there. What's looming out there is, as we've been covering here on the Savage Nation, that the president is planning massive amnesty for 5 million illegals in the country. You want more of the details? Log on to the website, michaelsavage.com. Better yet, pre-order the book. What book? Oh, come on. The doctor's book that is going to be coming out. You can pre-order it now, barnesandnoble.com. The Michael Savage book coming out October 7th, Stop the Coming Civil War, My Savage Truth. Tan suits only appropriate during the spring and for the fall, not during a time of crisis. Hey, better yet than that than a golf outing or a golf outfit. Let's take your phone calls. I want to talk to Clarice on line two. She's in Colorado Springs listening on KVOR. Clarice, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Clarice.
Hi, good afternoon. My concern is if they're putting 30 and 35-year-olds in high school classes, would it be safe to assume we may be seeing teenagers in our elementary classes? I mean, obviously this is the beginning, but where does this end?
Well, I would think, Clarice, do you think is it a good idea for young, say 15, 14, 16-year-old girls to be surrounded by grown men from foreign lands? I mean, doesn't that sound to you like a recipe where they could be easily influenced, taken advantage of, than whoever these men are, these, quote, foreign enrollees, as the Obama administration refers to them? Doesn't that sound then they get one of these children pregnant and then they get to stay here because they have a child who's an American? I mean, Clarice, is that the type of classroom you'd want to run?
Absolutely not. That's dangerous. That's setting our children in a dangerous situation with people who come from a different culture, and it's not exactly frowned upon that adult men pursue young girls.
And especially, Clarice, I happen to know that many times in sports, especially in baseball, I know that many of the teams, they have to explain to some of the Dominican players and some of the foreign players that you can't go after these young girls that come to the ballpark. And a lot of times the players, Clarice, would say, oh, you don't understand, in my country, oh, you know, we have sex with 14, 15-year-old girls all the time. Clarice, do you see the problem within? Think of, you know, these illegals in the classroom. They think it's all fair game.
Exactly. And it's not even hard to imagine how our laws might change to adjust to their cultures, you know? Where does it end?
And Clarice, why is it? Answer me this, Clarice. Why is it the Obama administration is telling school officials you have no right to ask them or try to verify their age? How is that protecting the children that are in the classroom, Clarice?
It's absolutely not. It's putting our children in the forefront of his agenda of what they want to move towards. It's putting our children in the way. I mean, we're completely unprotecting our children to put them in these environments. I pulled my children out of school 3 years ago. They're boys, precisely because I do not want them to be a part of this change that's going on. It's alarming.
Thank you for the call, Clarice. I want to talk to Angela on line four. Angela is listening on KSFO. Angela, this is John DePietro in for Dr. Savage. Angela, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hi, I just wanted to make the point that when my kids go to school, they have to prove that they're vaccinated. So are these illegals excluded from that, too? Are we not allowed to ask them that?
Well, if you're not allowed to ask them how old they are, I would think, Angela, I mean, why do you think they would dare then to ask them if they have the proper vaccinations?
Well, maybe that's a way to keep them out of school. Maybe the local schools can bring that up. I hope so.
Angela, why should school officials be faced with this anyway? Isn't their job to try to educate the children? Why would the administration even put the school officials in this position?
I agree, but what else are we going to do? Who's going to stop them if not the schools and the local, you know, authorities?
Somebody's got to speak out. Angela, thank you for the call. Our phone number is 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Now, if you are in retail for clothing, I would love to hear someone to call up. Again, President Obama, when strolling out to his press briefing today to talk about the crisis with ISIS in Syria and wearing a tan suit, Now, if you could call up and you work in the fashion industry, or maybe you work in men's clothing, if you can lend any expertise to that, was it appropriate for the President of the United States in late August to come out to a briefing regarding possible military action on Syria and the crisis regarding ISIS, where they are, I don't mean that to rhyme, but there's a new, if you go to michaelsavage.com, you'll see the video. It's a horrific video where they strip naked these different men and basically executing them. It's horrific. And here's, you know, the president comes strolling out like it's just another Thursday. So if you're in that, I'd like to hear, you know, we'll swear you in as an expert on whether or not, in fact, that was appropriate. Line six is Bill, and he's listening on WMAL in our nation's capital. Bill, you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Bill.
Hello. So you keep talking about this 5 million number that the liberal media made up. I was a former Border Patrol agent. You got to know that the Border Patrol has not been allowed to do their job for at least 5.5 years. Not allowed to do their job. And nobody's talking about the Asian immigrants. Nobody's talking about that every city that is a port city in the United States has a Little China or a Chinatown.
Well, how do you know that they made it up? Why are you saying that?
Because I've heard the number from 5 million and I've heard the number at 15 million.
Well, now, where did you hear 15?
15 million was the number that everybody was using 2 years ago.
Well, no, we're talking, this is just this week, Bill. I mean, this is this week that NBC News reported directly from a White House official that it was going to be 5 million people. And if you want to talk about numbers, you know, we can all, thank you for the call, you can talk about all different types of illegals that are in the country. But let's be real here, folks. So the predominant number, and we've all seen it, is the people coming directly over the border. So, I mean, come on, give me a break. We've all summer long have been asking about the border children and seeing them literally coming right over the border. Line five is Al. He's listening on WFTW in Florida. Al, you're next. This is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Al.
Hi. When you asked the question whether or not parents feel comfortable having these 35-year-old adult illegal immigrant males in the classroom with their 14- and 15-year-old daughters, I mean, you're going to get 100% the same answer from all parents. Everybody understands that this is a huge danger to American children. This is increasing the danger to American children. The question is not whether parents feel comfortable with it. The question is, why does the White House and the president want to increase the danger to American kids in public schools and do it knowingly and at the very same time deprive the schools and the parents of the children that go to those schools even having the knowledge that those adult illegals are there in the classroom by being able to ask the question how old they are and, of course, where they came from.
Thank you for the call, Al. Although I disagree with you, I still think there are the progressives, the liberal left. They think it's tremendous. Oh, it's diversity. Oh, isn't this wonderful, the diversity? Open up the borders, all in the name of diversity. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Our website is michaelsavage.com. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. More of your phone calls coming up. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
With the new threat of ISIS, with the fact that there can be 100, maybe more, and there are hundreds of other people who can travel to the United States from other European countries, right? Shouldn't we just bring these people out of the shadows, have them register with the government? We know who they are. We know where they live. We know that they're behaving themselves so that we can use our enforcement, our Homeland Security enforcement, to prevail against other threats against the homeland.
Those are the words of wisdom from Representative Gutierrez. You're listening to The Savage Nation. sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. My name is John DePietro. You can call us at 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-800-1-855-400-7282. Again, if you're in the fashion industry, if you work in a men's clothing store, you have some sense of fashion. President Obama addressed a press conference today and walked out wearing a tan suit. And many journalists are questioning that it was completely inappropriate for him to be wearing that tan suit. So please call us. First-time caller, welcome. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Line 1 is Lisa, listening on KSFO. Lisa, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Lisa.
I think there's probably a subliminal message in that beige suit out to the Islamic fascists over there in the Middle East. There has to be. You don't get on television and say you don't have a strategy. Does that mean that they have to increase the killing, get on with it? Because sooner or later there's going to be a strategy and it's going to stop. This is an outrage. And I want to address the public schools. These people put Obama in office, and he has no respect for them. He disregards the safety of their children, of our grandchildren, for his own aims. And I would reach out to the Hispanic people in this country and say, beware. Beware of this president. You put him in office for the second term, because I think he thought he was losing the black vote. After 50 years, the blacks are finally on to this man. And he needs it, and the Democrats need another voting bloc. So now they're on to the Hispanics. I doubt he will pass immigration reform. I think it's all talk. And I have something else to say, too. I predict Hillary Clinton will not run for president.
Whoa, why?
Because she didn't get the nod the last time. Because the Democratic machine did not want her in the Oval Office.
Well, I disagree with you. I think she is going to be running. She did actually even offer a statement on Ferguson today, which she had been criticized that she had been silent on. Let's go to line 6. Joe's listening on WABC. Joe, you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Joe.
Hey, John. Hope you're well. See, this border crisis is a humanitarian crisis for one reason, and it's because Americans are being conquered. We are being conquered by this invasion simply because they are using different tactics. They're no longer using bullets and bayonets. They're using emotions. They're using soft white liberal guilt and all of these things to entice us to feel bad for these vermin who are invading our country. And on the schools, John, why don't we ask the real question here is, when is it going to be more cost effective for Obama to make Spanish the primary languages in these schools rather than English? Hey, you don't need to spend money on ESL, right?
That is a very good question. Thank you for the call, Joe. Folks, 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, this is John DePietro. More of your phone calls coming up on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
But I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet, I think.
Don't have a strategy yet. You're tuned to the Savage Nation. That is the commander-in-chief, the leader of the free world, President Obama, speaking short time earlier, talking about ISIS. We don't have a strategy yet. Why would you announce that to the free world? Why would you announce that at all? What kind of mess? What do you mean we don't have a strategy yet? Why would you ever? You know, a college coach of a football team wouldn't say that about a team coming up. Never mind an NFL coach. This is the lead. This is the president of the United States. We don't have a strategy yet. Why would you share with anyone? This is, and we're going after, they're nothing more than a JV team. How, folks, it's tough to fathom, isn't it? Our phone number, 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Our website is michaelsavage.com. Again, sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, this is John DePietro, and you're tuned to the Savage Nation. Let's go right out to your calls. Line 5 is Jennifer. She's listening on WABC. Jennifer, you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hi. I wanted to address the comments with regard to education and providing that to inappropriate age students.
Yes.
All right. Of course, if that's happening somewhere, it's very disturbing. And notwithstanding the fact that you said that it was a directive from the federal government, it's an inappropriate practice that, one, the parents should go to the Board of Education. The local Board of Education should address, bring that to the state Board of Education.
Jennifer, do you have children?
Should take it to the federal government.
Jennifer, do you have children?
Yes.
Have you ever tried to deal with a school system or a school board? You're acting like it's all simple, and no offense, but are you kidding me? And then take it to who in the federal government? What on earth would make you think that anyone would be responsive? Have you ever tried to get action in a school? There are parents, they can't get their child moved from one classroom to another classroom. I don't know what, no offense, again, like what world are you living in? Are you kidding? What? You think a principal's going to take action on this? Never mind a superintendent to go to the school board? Go to the federal government? I mean, it's just, you have to deal in reality. Line 7 is Lori. She's listening on WFTL in Florida. Lori, President Obama came out in a tan suit today, and I'd like to hear your thoughts. Many people on Twitter and journalists around the country are questioning the appropriateness. Lori, you're on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Good evening, John.
Good evening.
I just have a quick comment to make. He's wearing the color of the stuff he's been dishing out or shoveling out to the United States of America for the past 6 years. And I called him on this 6 years ago. I just wish everybody had listened. And I would also like to plead out to all the golf courses in the United States to ban him from their courses. We'll see how happy he is then.
Thank you for the call, Lori. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Line 2 is Jim. He's in Lexington, Kentucky, listening on WVLK. Jim, you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Jim.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. And also, I'd like to say that every kid has a backpack, and this will increase the likelihood of maybe sending in a suicide bomber. And that's something we got to think about, national security.
Well, again, if you have, and what Jim's referring to are a number of people complaining that all these illegals are showing up in the schools and they're being told from the Obama administration, the federal government, that they're not allowed to ask them to verify their age. And you had one politician questioning that some of the, quote, children students actually had gray hair and wrinkles. Jim, this is also, I mean, not only is that something to worry about, Jim, but on top of that, how helpful do you think it is that the President of the United States announces to the world we have no strategy on how to deal with the ISIS terrorist group?
The only thing I can say about that, at least he admitted he doesn't know what he's doing.
Finally, some truth and honesty coming out, Jim. Thank you. Line 4 is Tony listening on WABC in New York. Tony, this is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. Tony, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hello, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to touch on the immigrants in our public school system. No one has pointed out yet that when you are not financially sound to pay for your own lunch or you cannot bring your own, I mean, that we're going to feed them. Not only are we going to let them and educate them in our schools that are already overpopulated with our own students, but now we're going to be feeding them, busing them to and from school, and, you know, if by some stretch of luck they decide to get a job after school, these 30-year-olds are then going to cry that they don't have the ability to get home from their jobs. Now we're going to be putting them in transit and other buses, other methods. So, I mean, you know, us as taxpayers, are we going to be paying for that?
Tony, doesn't it seem, Tony, that for some reason that they've made a separate set of rules for these people who, by the way, follow no rules, who come crashing in here, Tony? And these are people that cut the line, break the law, don't follow the rules. Now you can't question them. They try to portray it that it's all about the children. And now you can't even ask them to verify their age in the schools. Tony, how is it, Tony, wouldn't you think it would be the other way around, that there'd be a separate set of rules that would benefit us, me and you, Americans, as opposed to, it feels like it's a separate set of rules, but it you know, in favor of the illegals coming in, Tony.
It is, and the more we turn a blind eye to these people, the more votes the liberals are going to get for the next election. It's pretty cut and dry, and if we can't see it, we're all doomed.
Tony, thank you for the call. Our phone number is 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. What Tony's referring to is maybe you're on vacation this week. That's fine. Enjoying vacation before Labor Day. Last breaths of summer. Well, it came out this week that the president is planning executive action to grant amnesty to 5 million illegals in the country. You know, there's no other explanation other than he wants his legacy to be that this army of 5 million would pledge allegiance to him and forever change the course of presidential elections. What else could it possibly be other than the Democrats always take California in the presidential elections. The state that they want, that they can't get, is Texas. If Texas could start to fall to the Democrats in the presidential elections, a Republican will never be elected president of the United States ever again. What other explanation would it be that your president would give amnesty through executive action, not through Congress, not talking about a bill, not talking about legislation, not talking about going through the regular practice, and grant 5 million? And what is he asking in return? That they pledge allegiance to him, and then going forward would always vote Democrat. And where would they place them? Right in Texas. And the next election and going forward, always be a Democrat president. And then he announces today to the whole world, we don't have a strategy on how to deal with ISIS. We don't have a strategy on how to stop the border. We don't have a strategy in Syria. We don't have a strategy on how to combat people that are pledging death to Americans. We don't have... What don't you normally have? You don't have a strategy on something that's not a priority. You know, he didn't come out and say, you know, we're working day and night, and I'm not going to exactly tip our hand, but I can tell you there's going to be hell to pay. What is our strategy? Death and destruction. Our strategy is anyone that was responsible for the death of James Foley and anyone that pledges allegiance to this terrorist group is going to find themselves dead. D-E-D, dead. That's our strategy. Destruction. You know what our strategy is, the United States? We're going to destroy every enemy that is breathing. That is my strategy. As opposed to, can we roll that tape again, boys, of the President of the United States? You know, we don't have a strategy. We don't have a strategy. Let's hear. Once again, this is President Obama shocking the press conference.
But I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet, I think.
We don't have a strategy yet. I think Karen is on line 8. She's in Montana. Karen, this is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Savage. And Karen, welcome to the Savage Nation.
You know, I have gone up against the school system, and I have fought it, and I have won. I'm a substitute teacher in Washington State, and I go to all different schools. All the schools say do not let the books out of the classroom, except the school we have there that teaches just the Spanish kids in the morning, and in the afternoon we teach English. He has no strategy. That's his strategy. He's taking us down. I'm 60 years old, and I'm telling people, yes, they've got to get up and fight. No, yes, you're going to get knocked down, but you've got to keep going. And where I teach, I tell people what's happening in the different schools and tell them you've got to get off your rocking chairs and do something. Because if we, the American people, don't get a passion about this and don't stop it, we're gone. We're dead. We already are on that road. I took my kids out and I homeschooled them while I worked full time. So it can be done. But people have got to take the time to go to the school board meetings and to stand up and say, this is wrong. And they have to do it. We can do it. It's how our forefathers did it.
I know that. But Karen, thank you for the call. But I mean, Karen, you're talking about the President of the United States comes out in a very important press conference to send a message to the world, whether it be Putin and the Russians invading the Ukraine or the ISIS terrorist group that continues to slaughter people, and he comes strolling out dressed like he's heading to a cocktail party with Jay-Z in the Hamptons. This is our weakest link is our leader. Our weakest link is our most visible American. You know, they're not afraid of him, and good reason. Why would they be afraid of him? Freely admits, you know, the only strategy I have, according to the president, meaning himself, the only strategy he has is to try to get up in two and then putt for birdie, and that's it. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. That's why I have been telling you, and I tell everyone, you have to find out what's going on. You need to go to BarnesandNoble.com, or you need to go to the website and pre-order Dr. Savage's book, Stop the Coming Civil War, My Savage Truth. Stop Obama from Declaring Martial Law. It's due out October 7th. You can pre-order it now. It's shooting to the top, number one, BarnesandNoble.com, for good reason. And on the website, MichaelSavage.com, these are the links that you want to read to find out what's really going on. President of the United States comes strolling out in a tan suit. Line three is Elaine. She's listening on KCMO. Elaine, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I had just two comments. You were talking earlier about the bleeding heart liberals, and they think this is all great. This does never happens in their schools. They send their kids to private school.
Good point.
They, you know, they speak, they talk a good game, but they're never going to have to put up with it. And as far as what Obama's agenda is, Obama has us on our knees, and he wants us on our back with the jacket of government on our neck, and he's making us begin to feel like we are losers. But America is not a loser. We are not losers, and we have to stand up and fight. I don't know how that is, how we will, but I think the people will do it.
Elaine, you have the president, all fairness, Elaine, you have the president waving the white flag, telling ISIS he doesn't even have a strategy. Now, how can you say, in all respect, Elaine, how can you say that's a winning strategy?
You just can't figure this man out. It boggles your mind. And every day, not even every week, every day, it's some other thing that you just can't get your head around.
Thank you for the call, Elaine. Folks, 1-855-400-SAVAGE is the phone number. 1-855-400-7282. Visit the website, MichaelSavage.com. You'll see links, stories, videos. Learn what's happening. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. This is John DePietro. More of your phone calls coming up right here on the Savage Nation.
But I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet, I think.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO-IN.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
But I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet, I think.
You're listening to the Savage Nation. That is the President of the United States. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, my name is John DePietro. Taking your calls at 1-855-400-SAVAGE or 1-855-400-7282. Our website is michaelsavage.com. That is President Obama wearing a tan suit. Looks like Century 21, or the old wide world of sports, the one Jim McKay used to wear, and proclaiming to the world that we do not have a strategy. Lorenzo on line four is listening in Des Moines, Iowa. Lorenzo, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi. How you doing, sir?
Very well, Lorenzo. Go right ahead.
Thanks for the call. I'm actually entering class at continuing education, but the suit that he wore was not very good, like coming from a football player playing sports, Pee Wee High School, being told that you don't have strategy. in that suit, I mean, come on. It's like the bump in your voice, we already lost the game.
Lorenzo, does a coach ever say he doesn't have a strategy?
Never. Not from youth. Not from Pee Wee football, youth, high school, college. Never, ever, even in a losing game, has been came in halftime and said, hey, guys, sorry, but we don't have a strategy yet. I mean, no coach, no president should ever do something like that.
All right. Lorenzo, you go to class. Remember, visit our website, michaelsavage.com. Pre-order the doctor's book coming out, Coming Civil War. Pre-order available now, michaelsavage.com or barnesandnoble.com. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, this is John DePietro, and you have been listening to and stay tuned to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.